Hi everyone, Bert here. I hope you're all having a great week. This week's going all right for me, but I'm here to tell you the story of a recent week which definitely didn't go all right. In fact, it was, in Elle's words, an absolutely minging week. Of course, it was just as bad for poor Telia as it was for me, though I didn't know that at the time. Here's how it all began.
Well, this is a lovely way to spend a Saturday night, I don't think. Working the late shift in pouring rain, observing a house where everyone is obviously out, and trying to supervise my latest trainee. Honestly, who chooses these newbies? Ketsy 93995. Rivers of gold. She may be nice, sweet, and willing to learn, but she certainly didn't get her share of brains when they were handed out. Anything you tell her just makes a loud whistle as it goes in one ear and out of the other. I mean, what is the point? Oh, well, it's no good asking trees why they grow. Still, only a few more hours, and I can go home, have a lovely scented bath, and think about meeting Bert tomorrow. Aha! I can see a car. Is this them coming home? Yes. Looks like it. Microphone on. Male and female subjects return to 18 Devon Close at 9:39 p.m. Microphone off. Now, where is that wretched Ketsy? She should have reported in 10 minutes ago. Don't say I have to call. Oh, and about time, too. Let's hope she remembers what to say. I have to record this. Microphone on. Teely 23716, good evening.
Hey, Teals. Sorry I'm late. I just had a slight spot of bother and...
Microphone off. Ketsy, do you ever remember anything I say to you?
Yeah, of course I do.
Then could you please remember to use correct procedure for reporting in? And could you please not call me Teals?
Oh, all right, all right. Silver Sun, keep your ears on. What's up with you? You got boyfriend trouble or what?
No, I have not got boyfriend trouble. I just want to do my job properly and teach you to do yours. Now, I'm going to start the recording again. Could you try to give me your report properly? We'll both be in trouble if not.
Okay, okay.
Microphone on.
Ketsy 93995, reporting in at 9:41 p.m. I've been on watch at 5 Angel Place for the past half hour. House contains 5 subjects all inside. Male and eldest male child are watching television. Female is in another room working on some kind of primitive computer. Well, it looks primitive to me. 2 younger children, both in their rooms, one asleep, one playing games on her phone. We'll continue to carry out spot observations on all subjects.
Good. Any observations or problems?
Not really, except I think those games they play with a ball are stupid. I can't understand why the subjects get so excited. They yell at the television. It's crazy.
It's not for us to understand. Just watch and report. Anything else?
No. Well, I got seen just for a sec, but I don't suppose that matters.
You got what?
It's okay. I was only visible for a second. Well, I think it was only a second. I'd gone by the time he looked back at me.
By the time who looked back at you? Ketsy, this is very important. When were you seen, and who saw you, and why didn't you tell me sooner?
Well, I didn't think it was a big deal. It must have been 15 minutes ago now. I was trying to follow that daft game, and I must have concentrated too hard. I neglected my no-see-me. When I stopped looking at the television and went to move to a different place, the boy was looking right at me. He was about to say something, but he looked again, and I'd gone.
Did he get a good look at you?
No. Well, okay. Yes, he might have.
Lead and mercury, now we're for it. Okay, Ketsy, go back to your car and get straight back to Elfhold.
But...
Listen to me. This is more serious than you know. Once you're there, give your name and number to the guard. They'll let you in.
Of course they'll let...
Shut up and listen! Anyone being seen means the whole of Elfhold goes into lockdown. Nobody goes in. Nobody comes out. No communications for a minimum of 72 hours or is disconnected. Do you know what that means? It means out on your ear. No phone. No risticator. No technology. Out in the woods for you to fend for yourself. Now, we'll get in, because I'm going to alert my boss, and he'll want to see both of us. When you get back, don't talk to anyone. Just go to your quarters and wait for instructions. Do you understand me?
Yes. Cold. I've done it now, haven't I?
Yes, I'm rather afraid you have.
Thanks, B.
Ah, no problem. Bert, are you going to have a drop more?
What time is it? Gosh, nearly 10. No thanks, Brian. I've got an early start tomorrow. I'm meeting Teely at the colony soon after breakfast. We're doing the rounds, having lunch at Miller's, and then in the afternoon, we're going to see Ikey and V, and then call in on Uncle Arf and Auntie Kitty and see the twins.
Wow, that's some schedule. The weather forecast tomorrow is awful. Make sure you wrap up warm, won't you?
Fusspot. Of course I will. I better get down now and get to bed. Night, Elle.
Night-night, sweetheart. Sleep tight.
Night, Brian. And no singing, messing about and keeping me awake.
Oh, honestly, Bert.
Oh, Gold. Oh, Star's Helping Hand. Come on, come on.
Yes, speak.
TV23716, sir.
Don't see with this. What is it this time? Hard time off to spend with your feckless boyfriend, I dare say. What?
No, sir. I need to report a code black diamond.
Just say that again.
Code black diamond, sir.
All right. Who was it and how did it happen? Was it you? Come on, speak out.
No, sir. I just received a report from my trainee, KETC93995, on watch at 5 a.m.
Yes, I know where she is. Come on, what happened?
Well, sir, as I understand it, she was observing two subjects watching a football game. She neglected her no-see-me, and one of the subjects saw her. She can't say for sure how long. She thinks only for a second. When she became aware of being observed, she zapped out.
Blood and bronze, iron and mercury. So, you're telling me the subject could have been observing her for a while without her knowing?
I'm afraid so, sir.
Of all the incompetent, idiotic, air-headed, doodle-brained females in Elfeld, I ask for keen eyes and intelligence. And what do I get? I get dipsticks and dimwits. Why on earth couldn't you teach that young green ears her job properly? You flutter-headed featherwit!
With all due respect, sir,
no, I... don't come groveling to me. I don't want to hear it. You know what this means? What? If you don't, you're about to find out. Get yourself back here straight away. Is that poodle-eared Popinjay heading back here as well?
If you mean Ketsy, yes, she is, sir.
I'll send word to the guards. Well, get your quarters, the both of you. And for iron's sake, observe Black Diamond procedure to the letter until I am ready to speak to you. Is that clear?
Yes, sir. Golden, Moo, Bert. I have to find some way to let him know, or he'll think I've stood him up. Oh, no, I can't stand it.
This is an uphold public service announcement. You are advised that Black Diamond procedure is now in effect. This is not a drill. All personnel will return to their living quarters immediately. All personnel are required to power down their personal computers and communication devices until further notice. All personnel are advised that communication outside of hold during lockdown is strictly forbidden. All personnel are reminded that any failure to comply with Black Diamond procedure is a disconnectable offense. Further news updates, announcements and instructions will be posted via the hold view system. Remain in your quarters and await instructions. I repeat, this is not a drill.
But, darling, this has to be very quick. I'm going to risk trying to get this to you before I have to pad down. I daren't do the phone, but it should be all right if I use the risticator and send this as an email attachment. I can't see you for a few days. My new trainee managed to get herself seen. Now the whole of Elfhold is in lockdown. No one going in or out. No communications. I don't know how long it'll last, but I need you to know I'm safe, but that I haven't stood you up. Oh, but, darling, I know what you might be thinking, but I want you to know I never do that. I love... Oh, God!
Hey, miss, get that stuff powered down right now unless you're going to take your number and report you.
Yes, sir. Dead poison. My poor Bert. Oh, what is he going to think of me? It's just too awful.
All personnel are required to power down their personal computers and communication devices until further notice. All personnel are advised that communication outside of hold during lockdown is strictly...